Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Yeah, Jennifer can't be here this week. She has a migraine, most likely due to barometric pressure because we're getting a big-ass thunderstorm tomorrow in St. Louis. But, you know, maybe it's just because I was going to be like, our Patreon's not big enough. But I was like, that's not nice.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to soldier on and it's going to work out great.
I'll be clericking on.
Oh, shit, I got a level.
What the fuck?
You didn't level? I asked you four times. I'm going to kill you.
Son of a bitch. Don't you have a new costume?
You said you were fine.
I am fine.
I thought you meant looking. Yeah, we're level three now. Anyone get anything cool? I didn't.
No, I got a college.
Yeah, I didn't say at the end of last episode, but yeah, everyone leveled up.
Yeah, yeah.
College of Lore is what I went with.
Ooh.
Hmm. Oh, wow, look at all the stuff I got.
Skillbot.
I got level two spells, which I think is cool.
Bachman, aren't you like, don't you have a whole plan already? I thought you had a whole, it all mapped out.
I do, but like, this is pretty boilerplate to begin with.
Are you level three rogue or are you something else?
Yeah.
Like, do rogues?
I got swashbuckler.
All right, because you keep making it sound like it's going to go crazy any second.
It is any second. Just wait.
Just wait.
I'm just going to keep giving you levels until
I... You know what? That's fine.
So you pick swashbuckler?
I think so.
Swashbuckler rocks.
That's the best rogue to be.
Yeah. If you're a melee rogue, yeah.
Which is like not swashbuckler, like a lore is going to be completely different, but.
No, that's a Rourke.
Huh?
She's a college of lore. Nika likes it, so it's okay.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
He is hanging limply between his 10 arms.
Wait, so he's up to 14 limbs?
Okay, I run towards them.
Michael, are there any like microchips at the base of his neck?
Roll perception.
Oh yeah. Nat 20.
Oh my god. Whoa! Great roll.
No.
Okay.
And all of the brittle paper just goes, starts to burn.
Burning down Barry's house wasn't enough for you, huh?
I was on the building so that I could look down through the skylight.
Basically, the front wall of it rips off as this thing bursts through it.
It was trying to attack me!
I heard someone scream, so I came to see if I could help.
I'm gonna slap the shit out of him.
You slap him. He goes,
what are you doing? I should take my costume off and just been screeched. That would have been much more believable. That's fine.
You are the Squirrel Man. Add another crime against humanity. You shall die this night.
Oh, you're down?
Yeah!
God, you suck.
A level two!
And then you reach out with your shocking grasp and you send electricity all through it. And Decacog starts jerking a little bit.
Oh, that's a weird reaction.
Yeah, I'm like, there, there. Those are my healing words.
Michael, can I come back as Screech, limping a little? but I come up to Decacog and I was like, oh my god, dude, what did you do? Look at these pictures, that I've hastily drawn of him tearing apart his own wagon.
You're kidding me. These cursed arms. Ah, Decacog is dead. Good work.
He's not dead?
That's how... Do you not understand how this works? You weren't sent there to decide anything. Your relief will be there the day after tomorrow if Decacog still breathes. Well, I'll see you soon.
I got this, boss!
Y'all went to bed after the terrifying 14 armed attack from the squid man. Mm-hmm.
So I can click long rest.
You can click long rest and you can level up to level 3.
I'm level 3 now.
Woo!
That's awesome. I know that Chuck and Rourke live in a basement somewhere.
Yeah, it's like a cellar that we remodeled. Remember, it's like a root cellar that's detached from, or like a cold meat cellar or something like that, that was detached from the tavern a little ways, but they weren't using it. So basically, like, well, you can stay here. And over the course of a bit of time, we've made it our own.
It's very homey. We have a piss corner.
I'm going to yes and that. We have a piss corner. It is a bathroom with somewhat working toilet. And you can call it, we have a little funny sign that says the piss corner, but it has a door and everything.
Yeah, there's a monster going to come out of the piss corner.
What?
At some point. That's going to happen. Remember when I made you guys fight a poop golem at one point?
Is this going to be its sibling, a piss?
Yeah, piss goblin. Piss goblin.
Piss goblin.
I don't know why I said goblin.
Oh my god, I want to change my Twitter name to piss goblin now, but I feel like that might...
you hear a polite knock on your cellar door.
Knock, knock, knock on my cellar door?
Uh-huh.
Knock, knock, knocking on cellar door.
Is that good?
What time is it? Is it the morning?
It is. What time do you guys wake up? Probably pretty early, right?
No, because I work at night.
Oh, okay. You both don't get up particularly early?
I don't think so. Like 9:30.
Okay, well, it's probably like 8 a.m.
I love that that's sleeping into you.
Well, okay, I really had to pull back because I was going to say 8 because I get up at like 6:30.
Oh, I sleep in so late. 8:15.
Well, it is 8:15 and you hear, actually, it's exactly 8 o'clock and you hear this.
So if you're knocking at 8 o'clock, maybe Rourke's awake, but Chuck is not.
Yeah.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rourke is jumping around in her bedroom, writing music for the next performance and practicing her skanking. She kicks open the door.
What up?
Oh, hello. You see a small gnome holding a cigar and wearing a trench coat.
Where's the other two of you? Aren't there normally three of you?
I like, that's great. You got a sense of humor. I like that. But I do come bearing some unfortunate news.
Okay.
Have you seen Professor Dekakog? He does seem to be missing.
What does he look like?
You were there last night. You were doing a fight with him. He had all the arms. I saw it all happen.
Oh, okay. So kind of sounds like you already know what I was doing then. Like, that's the last time I saw him.
I'm not asking what you were doing last night. I'm asking if you've seen this. You've seen Professor Dekakog. I woke up this morning. He wasn't there.
Well, then I don't know. I did not see him.
Okay. Because you were having an altercation with him last night.
And then the altercation ended.
Yep.
And we said, we'll pick up next week. And so I came back to my room to go night-night.
That's what we said.
We said stay dicey.
Okay. Well, I believe your father was also there. Could you possibly... Is he around?
I mean, he's sleeping. You gotta come by like 6:45 if you want to catch him.
It's just I've got him, you know, there's someone's missing. He was,
Who's missing? Oh, Dekakog's missing.
Yes, Dekakog. You know, I've been thinking about taking on an apprentice, and you seem to be pretty good at this.
Really?
Missing person thing. I'm joking.
I mean, I kind of died once and then I came back. So I do, like, I was missing and then now I am found.
You died and came back?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
How did this happen?
Well, I don't know. I was dead.
You were dead?
Well, kind of. I think that's what you call it.
When did this happen? This is fat. When did this happen?
I don't know. Like, within the past 4 days to 3 weeks.
This is the fifth day of the campaign. FYI.
4 days to 3 weeks.
Since I've been here?
Yeah, did you kill me?
So you were dead and you don't know how you died?
No, but now that you're here, you're starting to bring up a lot of questions.
This is fascinating. And so how did you, what killed you?
Well, I think it was a lot of things.
He takes out a notepad.
There was a kick to the ribs, but I do think it was like a club to the head that was really the final blow.
And who was clubbing you?
It's very fuzzy.
This is why did this get reported?
I don't know. I don't think that I want it to. Who are you reporting it to?
Well, I'm a journalist.
What is this? Am I going to get money? Am I going to be famous?
I mean, there could be an article. This sounds like front page news if you're coming back to life.
Ooh, am I going to be a zombie?
Unless illegal magic was performed on you.
Well,
that would
no,
be a different kind of story.
You know how sometimes your brain can get crushed and it flips an off switch?
No, I do not know this.
Yeah, that's literally, my dad's a cleric. My dad's not a cleric. That did not happen.
excuse not me, happen. I may need to see your father.
My dad's a clerical worker. down at the Goblin Pit, does all the filing for Ratma.
Roll deception.
I'm so glad that my level 3 gives me a bonus in deception. I got a 13.
So your father's a cleric. Is a cleric of Rhea?
No.
Because I do believe there is also already a cleric of Rhea in this town, and let me tell you, she's got some strange stuff going on.
Oh, you're talking about Celine.
No.
She's got cool hair. Oh, wait, no, you're not talking about Celine. But have you talked to Celine?
Not today, but I do plan on going and talking to her because she was also in this altercation. I figured I'd come here first.
She got attacked. I heard her scream and ran over to see what was going on.
Okay, well, when I briefly spoke with Dekakog last night, the professor last night, he was under the impression that he was attacked by Celine.
Celine would
came bursting in, he said, burned his place down, lit it on fire with flames.
I don't think so. Have you seen Celine? Her hair is too cool to do that.
I don't get it. All right, well, is your father here?
He's sleeping.
Hey!
He's sleeping!
Hey! Chuck!
I imagine it sits down a flight of stairs, because, you know, it's into the earth, my good friend the earth, and since Rourke wakes up before me and is a bard, I probably have, like, earplugs in or something like that.
Roll perception.
I'm good at that, though. Can I do it with disadvantage?
Sure, if you're wearing earplugs.
Ooh, 17.
You would think that you hear a commotion upstairs.
You know what I hear is nothing, and that stresses me out. And Rourke's gotten murdered again, and I run out, and I'm shirtless. I see the light coming out from up the stairs. I grab whatever's closest weapon-wise. It's probably a knife, and I'm in my boxers. Classic White Hart situation. And I run up, and you know, I see Celine pretty quickly. I'm like, what's happening? Who are you?
It's Dictionary Doug, the journalist extraordinaire. You met him, I think.
Did I?
I think so. He's been around.
Like, oh, okay, you're one of Decacog's assistants.
Good morning, Father. A blessed day to you.
That's kind of weird that you call him Dad.
Oh, I meant because of...
I don't know you.
Because he's a cleric.
I'm not a cleric.
I meant because he's a cleric. Who do you follow? I believe... did you resurrect your daughter?
What the fuck do you want? No, I didn't.
Because my understanding is that she was died and came back to life, and then you're a cleric, and we've been having this great conversation. She's been telling me all kinds of stuff.
Some wandering salesman came in, and I bought a certificate. I'm legally a cleric of the Sith Order. I'm allowed to. It's for, like, various religious rites. I would never, ever try to, you know, make it a big deal, but you're allowed to marry people that way. You buy it off the internet. It's not a big deal. The internet is the traveling salesman. It's innate. I don't know if Chuck says any of the things I just said, but
I think it's great. I think it's like dad speak, because dads will buy something online from, like, or from just a traveling merchant. 100%.
Yeah, I bought her a star last year. She bought me a cleric thing. It's normal.
He's a lord.
I own one square of land in Farhold. It's a joke. But it does conserve trees. Isn't that nice?
Alright. See, I'm not going to get anywhere with this stuff, and it's not
why
my...
Why are you here?
Well...
Why are you waking me up on my day off?
He's asking about Decacog.
Professor Decacog.
Apparently he's missing.
Yeah, that's...
He's probably just too embarrassed by losing it and attacking us.
Well... That is neither here nor there. I just wanted to see if you knew anything.
I don't. Been asleep all night. And Rourke is a storyteller, so she might have said some things. Anything she did say is off the record. I'm a notary, so legally I have to ask you anything she said not to be printed.
That is not how that works,
I am a notary.
Well, that's, like, still, you can't call something off the record after the fact. But, regardless,
I mean, I do lie a lot.
You're an interesting family. I will be keeping a close eye on you.
I'm awake. I'll help look for him in, like, 10 minutes. I gotta... Drink some coffee.
All right. Well, I'm gonna head over.
Put my goddamn pants on.
I'm gonna talk to the other folks who were involved. I believe there was a strange koala man there, but I don't know his whereabouts. So I guess I'm heading to the Goblin Pit next to talk to this Celine person.
Yeah, do that. I'll be in the Goblin Pit a little bit later if you need any assistance. People of this town respect me, yada yada yada. You probably already know. And I shut the door. Rourke, what the fuck did you say?
I didn't mean to.
Pouring myself some leftover coffee.
So...
yeah, I heat it up somehow with magic.
Why you chastise me about talking about magic? I get it. I understand what I said. Probably not the smartest, but here is the thing. I just started talking and I couldn't shut up. And I think that whenever I died and came back, some of the filters that I had were knocked a little loose. Maybe even totally gone, Papa. And I told him that I kind of died, actually. I told him that my brain switch got turned off, but then it got turned back on again. So it wasn't like I died, but kind of died.
And why did he ask me about cleric stuff?
Well, because I don't even remember why that came up initially, but I said that you were a clerical worker, and he did not believe that. He made the assumption that you brought me back to life, and I said, nay, nay. And then I directed the conversation to Celine.
Okay, that's smart.
And that's whenever he decided to wake you from your slumber.
Okay, well, you're going to need to probably write a song to save this, some sort of abstract about me being good at clerical things. I don't even know what that would mean,
okay.
But you know, okay. As a notary, I think that should save us from anything.
Yes. I cannot wait.
What time does Screech sleep until?
In the daytime?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Probably pretty late, huh?
Yeah, pretty late. I think Screech is probably going to bed like around when most people would get up. But he doesn't sleep long because evil never sleeps.
Ah. Well, you are dead asleep when you hear a knock on your door.
Is it dark in my room?
You probably closed the shades, right?
I got some blackout blinds in there.
Yeah, I got some blackout blinds.
So as far as I know, it's nighttime.
Uh-huh.
Who could that be? Who's at the door? I go and I look through. Is there a peephole, Michael? Had peepholes been invented yet?
Yeah, there's a peephole.
Is a peephole in a fort?
Just like a little opening in the door then? Is that what a peephole is?
Yeah, just a hole in the
door. No, there's a glory hole. He gotta go look through there.
No, there's one of those, it's like a little door.
Oh, cute.
I stick my 1-inch hard penis through the door. It doesn't make it to the other side. Door's too thick. I can't get it through.
Yeah, you took the feat that, for some reason, they added in Tasha's Cauldron of Everything that lets you see through your cock.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do I see through the hole?
Nothing.
But I don't open it.
You hear a knock again.
Is there a gap under the door? Can I see feet?
Yeah, you see feet.
Free? Damn.
They seem fairly small. And then you realize when you look out the peephole again and it angled down.
Oh.
And you see the top of a small person's head.
Oh, for a second there, I thought it was just a torso coming to talk to me. And as soon as I open the door and light comes in, my voice changes to normal.
Ah, good morning. Hello, it's me, Dictionary Doug.
Oh, hello, I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
No, I don't know if we have or not, but...
Would you like a dollar?
Sure, I'll take a dollar.
It's on the house.
All right. And he blows his nose and crumbles up and throws in the garbage.
I do the same thing.
I know. I saw all the crumpled up in the garbage. I assumed that's what they were for. I deducted it.
Well, I don't know if you can do that tax-wise, but...
Anyway, there are two people missing in town. I just got back from the Goblin Pit, and... So first of all, my boss, Professor Dekakog, has gone missing. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a big altercation with him last night. And then I just went to talk to this Adept Selene at the Goblin Pit. She is also missing. And I do believe they were actually doing battle last night.
Oh, that Dekakog. Yeah, no, I wouldn't really call it a battle, as Celine was trying to stop Desikok. Desikok fell asleep in control of his own arms, you see, and he destroyed his own wagon.
And Selena's trying
to... Yeah, there's some... I found various clues. I won't go into them, but that lead me to believe...
The drawings? Did you find the drawings?
I did see the drawings.
They clearly show you what happened.
They were very compelling.
Yes. Well,
they were quite compelling.
Do you need any help with the investigation? I'm very rich, you see. I have my own special team.
Well, I just wanted to see if you knew anything, because, you know, I knew you and Dekakog were pretty close, him being his favorite artist and all.
funny story, I wasn't even an artist before he found me. No. He knew I was an artist before I even picked up a pencil.
Well, he does have I didn't know I was a investigative journalist before he came and told me I was.
Yeah.
And I'm the greatest one in the world, the greatest detective in the entire realm.
Well,
yeah, no.
I mean, it says who, you know? I mean, I don't doubt that you feel that you're the greatest detective.
No, I was named greatest detective by Detective Monthly.
Oh, Detective Monthly. Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you read that one?
It's
pretty only detectives read it. So
I point over at where all the crumpled dollars are, and there's a crumpled up issue of Detective Monthly that I've also used to blow my nose. It's okay. It's got its purposes, mm-hmm. but I mean, you know, for the real rankings of top detectives, you've got to go with Sleuther's Quarterly.
Sleuther's Quarterly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That rag.
I mean, I'm trying not to be offended. You're a guest in my hotel room.
isn't that the piece of garbage that put a squirrel as in their rankings?
I mean, of course. You don't doubt the skills of the squirrel?
Anyway.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there.
This is probably a conversation that's not going to go anywhere interesting. So, let's...
Well, I'm bored.
Let's...
If we had listeners listening to this conversation,
they're begging for some sort of ad break right here. Sure could go for a meal plan kit.
Sure wish there was a camera I could look into.
Or if there's a box I could order monthly for various items. Themed just for me? Sure. I like that. Ooh, baby.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's HIMS.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. HIMS.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So anyway, you all, I'm assuming, talk about detective stuff for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested, since you do seem quite taken by... detective rankings?
Only rankings. I don't want to know what they do. I just want to know who's top dog, top squirrel.
Well, if you want to see some first-class detectiving, you can come with me back down to the Goblin Pit, where I'm going to try to figure out where the two missing people are.
Yeah, fuck it. I set my own hours. Let's go.
All right, come on. So you're back at the Goblin Pit. Has Chuck shown up, or is Chuck going to show up?
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm probably complaining and making bad jokes about how you probably don't recognize me this early, am I right? To, like, whatever the morning crowd is. Like, yeah, I'm here. And they're just ignoring me. And so I think by this point, you mentioned to Screech that Celine is also missing? Is that what you said?
Celine is missing.
I would probably go check on her as her part-time valet. Or mostly just trying to bilk the order for gold. I would go knock on her door like, hello, Celine, I know you said quite loudly you're going to bed, and then went out there, and then you didn't say you're going to bed again. I didn't say awake, but it's Chuck. If you're in there, you okay?
You don't get a response.
Okay, so. Ooh, all right. She, not my business. Anna, go back downstairs.
Okay, so you're downstairs. What's Rourke doing? Is Rourke around?
Scouting out in the Goblin Pit, serving breakfast, hearing if there's any gossip from the night before, what people are talking about, greasing folks up.
Everyone's talking about that weird robot thing. And the burning down of the printing press and whatnot.
Oh, I think I'd probably go check on Decacog's room. I think that would be something I would do. Like, me and Meat would probably be like, what's up?
Yeah, you guys had him stay in the Goblin Pit, I'm pretty sure. Empty.
Alright.
So, you see Screech and Dictionary Duck show up.
Looks like they're missing. You're right. Good instincts.
Well, you don't get to be the Detective Monthly number one detective,
Oof.
By making mistakes.
Really, milking that one.
That old rag, okay, I guess.
Up top!
They still print that thing?
What are you, a Sleuther's Quarterly? Or?
I'm a bathroom enthusiast. That's a little blue, I'm sorry. I like to read it.
Good for you. Anyway, so, boy, what do we think happened here? There was a fight yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now both of the combatants seem to be missing. I looked in, based on my, looking through
Decacog's stuff. I believe he fled in the night. And I would say Celine. I don't know. Maybe she went after him.
Odd.
He was probably so embarrassed.
Yeah.
For ruining his own printing press that he fled. Never to show his face again.
I mean, would it make you feel better if we rented some horses or what have you and checked the countryside, or?
I mean, is that an option?
Can be.
I'm free.
What other, I mean, yes. Yes, we should look anywhere we can look. You all seem to know Celine pretty well. Do you think that...
I met her like 4 days ago.
She's got cool hair.
She's got cool hair.
She's an adept, so I'm sure she can take care of herself.
I gave her a steak one time.
What?
Yeah.
You only gave us a dollar.
Oh, I gave her a dollar, too. I guess you could say I know her pretty well.
I think she was focusing on the lack of steak. Not important. She has been acting weird, but also she kind of started acting weird, so I don't know if that's just her personality. I mean, adepts, am I right? I mean, you're from the Farhold Trumpeter. I'm sure you interact with adepts way more than we do, but, well, I didn't always live in Rhymeford, so I know that they can be a odd bunch, and I know they don't like you guys quite a bunch.
We don't get on very well, and Decacog has been attacked a couple times, so...
Well...
You know, maybe he's hiding. Maybe he went into hiding. I thought he would have told me. But maybe he didn't have time.
You've been working with Decacog for a while, or...?
Oh, yeah, for quite a while. Quite some time.
You know, typically whenever someone goes missing, the person that is always the first suspected is the one that's closest to him. Would you say that you're closest to Decacog?
Oh. Wow. Hey,
that's somebody over here. I don't know why I just took on your voice.
Wowee.
We got you. We got you.
Somebody wants to be a master detective.
Hey, we don't subscribe to PI annually for nothing.
PI annual. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a classy one.
We love their Small Dick Quarterly edition though.
I subscribe to two versions of Small Dick Quarterly actually.
All right. Okay. Wow, I lost my train of thought.
We were accusing you of doing it, but I.
Oh, right.
But we also offered to help search the town. I assume that the trumpeter has a per diem to hire locals for things.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's the circulation of the trumpeter. It's a lot.
Well, for our lost work that we're going to be doing this morning, probably just simply 5 gold apiece should be fine.
5 gold apiece.
Not a big deal. We can negotiate. You know, whatever.
You can give us 7 if you think that that's better.
I didn't get paid for those drawings yesterday.
Oh yeah, they didn't give you a free...
Nothing? A copy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, it got burned up, didn't it?
I mean, that doesn't sound like my problem. I didn't get to be where I am today by just letting people skip out on their bills.
Yeah.
Well, the longer that we keep doing whatever it is this is, the farther thing will be. I assume there's nothing amuck, but probably Decacog was embarrassed and he scooched away. And Celine's doing whatever Celine does. I don't know. She's secretive. I don't... The Order. I know it sounds like a cop-out, but I'm sorry. Just to me, whenever an adept does literally anything, it just sort of makes sense because it's the Order.
I hear you. I'm also not a fan.
Yes.
Also not a fan.
We should not split up, but maybe we can fast forward to various locations, such as the mine, or the farm, or the river, or who knows what.
Well, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Maybe we can find some, tracks or something.
We could maybe see if the Rangers Guild has any assistance, anybody free going that way to help out.
We could.
But I'm somewhat decent at all of, at that as well. If push comes to shove.
Well, let's go have a look. Let's go. Maybe we can see something.
Before we go, I mean it is brunch time. I could do just a quick little performance, and then we could head out.
It is brunch time.
I would. I mean, yes.
I have to be back by dusk.
What do you have to do?
I've got a prior engagement.
Right.
My employer is possibly in mortal danger, but you know what? I could definitely go for a performance.
Now, this one is special to me, and I think it's going to be special to you, Dictionary Doug, too.
Yeah, everyone shut the fuck up!
Rourke gets a banjo out, and it gets a little twangy. When you got a note you need signed, you're gonna call that daddy of mine. If you've got some files that need work, take it to Chuck and watch him jerk. He's a clerical mastermind. Chuck, that notary daddy of mine.
We're dancing.
And then it just continues like that. The whole...
Like what?
Oh, yeah, with like what? What do you mean?
Well, I only wrote three lines.
And so on and so forth. Etc. Etc.
You get the joke. I don't need a big dead horse.
Do we need a whole song about notarine?
Yeah.
I had to convince Dictionary Doug. It's fine. It's perfect. If he has any doubts now, I mean, that was just walking advertisement.
Oh yeah.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
Okay, you said persuasion. Oh, okay, I have a plus six, so 12.
Not often music at brunch, so 12 is pretty good.
Wow, what a beautiful song. I don't for a second believe that your father is a clerical worker, but...
I'm a notary. I think Chuck is a notary.
Okay.
For the army, that was his job once he got injured. They put him on a desk job to be a notary.
No. I don't tell people I'm in the army. Listen to you. Do I? I forget. I say a lot of things.
Doug does still believe that Chuck is a cleric. All right, so let's do some... Do you want to do some survival rolls to see if you can pick up a...
Yeah. I'm actually really good at survival. I didn't realize that. That is a 19, Michael.
You find some footprints that you believe... You remember Celine's boot specifically because it has a strange pattern.
Right, not very rugged or makes sense in our sort of muddy street ways. Like, this could be Celine, or maybe there is some sort of fashion show here. I'm kidding. I guess we should just follow the direction. I'm sure nothing's afoot.
No, it's all in hand.
So you get a little bit further out into the forest, and then there's definitely two sets of tracks.
Oh, Jesus.
Heading out to a cave.
Is like one of them tiny?
One of them is tiny.
And is there like claw footprints, or is it just gnomish sized?
No, the rig, the octopus rig, was still back.
Got it.
Could we get in it?
Well, it's shorted out back at in town.
Okay.
I guess we'll do anything but mess with that all session. Sure. Yeah, we head towards the cave. I take out my shield and mace. Warhammer or whatever. I don't think there should be an issue, but Decacog did look pretty intense last night, so just in case, don't kill anyone, and I look at Rourke.
I'm not gonna do anything. And I put the rapier back in the holster.
Holster.
What's it called? Hilt?
Scabbard.
Yeah. Scabbard,
thank you. I know words.
So, you are wandering through the forest. You're following two sets of prints that are clearly Decacog's and Celine's. They seem to be heading towards a little cave.
Yeah, because Rhymeford's like kind of up on, like slightly elevated from, right? Like a kind of, not like somewhat mountainous or just hilly.
It's very, yeah, you are. I mean, it's on a mountain essentially. So
gotcha. Cool. I love caves. They're very scary.
Can you all roll perception for me?
I would love to.
Yay.
And it's probably like, what, 12 o'clock, 12 p.m., noon? Is it like noon?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
11, maybe?
It is. It's maybe like 11:30.
Screech keeps stretching, going, it's getting about that time.
a big cloud comes over the sun. You're like, oh.
18 for me.
22.
20.
Those are fantastic rolls.
Right?
So you notice the soil around here is pretty loose.
Careful, everyone. We got loose soil here.
And you notice some very strange large tracks, prints.
Okay.
These prints look really large and strange.
Almost insect-like, but so big. So very big.
Screech uses a pen to pick up some of the soil and inspect it closer.
Screech reaches down and picks up a little bit of soil with his pen, and Doug goes, oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, you do this?
Oh, yeah, you got a dirt pen.
I've got a pen for everything. Open my coat. Pens. For picking up stuff.
And suddenly, the exact spot where you picked up like the little grain of dirt, the ground starts to sort of sink in, like almost like a sinkhole.
Very loose sand. Loose sand. Very loose. Too loose.
Not wanting to lose face, I'm like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, this again. Mm. I knew it. I like this.
That's when a massive insect-like creature bursts from the soil. Roll initiative.
What the fuck is happening this week?
But Michael, it's daytime. What am I supposed to do?
I can't help you.
This is going to be a lot of deception rolls. Sorry in advance.
I got an 11.
A 10. I have to imagine nobles in ye old... old-timey have to take basic fencing and shit like that, so, you know.
28.
Damn. You have no time to figure out what this is going to look like.
Yeah. Well, Screech, there is a large insect-like creature. It's got a huge head, big pincers. There's legs everywhere.
Is it like an ant?
More like a praying mantis.
Ew!
Yeah, it's got long antennae that are just twitching all over the place. The legs have these sharp hooks on them. Oh, they look like they're gonna just tear you up.
Okay, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. Screech goes, I don't know how to fight! Really selling it, really bringing it home. And he is going to hide. Gonna try maybe like maybe there's like a, I mean, big, if the thing is as big as you say, Michael, there's got to be dirt piles and things that I can hide behind.
If it's as big as you say it is, and you keep saying it is. Yeah, there's definitely stuff. There's lots of stuff. You're in a forest. There's lots of stuff to hide behind.
Oh my god, yes. I'm so hidden.
All right, roll to hide.
24.
You vanish.
Nice. Okay.
Where's Screech? I hate when I see him next. I'm gonna sock him in the mouth.
This happened the last time.
He's such a p-word.
He leaves every time.
He better have diarrhea.
If he doesn't shit his pants, I'm gonna punch him in the stomach so hard that he will shit his pants.
I know these ants or whatever are very scary, but I'm gonna look at his pants for doo doo.
I'm really trying to think of like. Think of, like, how I can, like, drunken master my way through this, make it look like I'm, like, super clumsy, but get these attacks pull off. And I'm gonna shoot an arrow.
Well, I think hiding is an action.
And no, it's not. It's a bonus action. Cunning action.
Oh, it's a bonus action.
What? Right.
Yeah! Because
you're a rogue.
Yeah, he's finally level 2 and or 3.
Woo! So it's sneak attack. Here comes the arrow.
Here comes the sun, do.
Ready or not. 13?
It pink. It goes tink! And pings off of its hard hide. It's chitinous?
Chitin.
Chitinous?
Chitin.
Did you roll with advantage?
Am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, you're hidden.
Yes, of course I did. And that's why I got 18.
What did I say? I forget, because your arrow plunges into this beast.
It's great. Okay, so there's one, and I'm going to do the sneak attack.
Can you ironically shoot a bow perfectly?
That's what I'm wondering. Well, so my thinking is I'm hidden, and then, and so y'all didn't see me actually shoot the bow.
Right. And we're not getting shot, so, you know, you're still hidden from us.
Right, yeah, so hold on. So that's going to be 10 total damage. And then...
Owie.
Now, would anybody have noticed where that arrow came from?
If they did, I don't think they're letting you in on it.
Okay, so I would then stand up and be like, where did that arrow come from? It looks like we have an ally somewhere on the battlefield.
Guy's an idiot.
Oh god. All right.
Yeah, I'm not holding the bow when I stand up.
You're holding it behind your back, everyone can just see it above your head.
It's a long bow, it's like sticking up.
All right. Well then, golly, let's move on to our friend Rourke.
I would like to use my rapier and stabby stab.
There's no Celine here, so.
Yeah, but Doug.
There is a dictionary, Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Screech.
Screech is really hates men.
I got a 6. So I just like go up.
To Chuck.
Yeah, I rush up at it, and I actually want to restrain it. I want to try to grab it and like put my hand by its mandibles, and like I want it to be restrained. So I would like to do I'm so bad at this. I would want to do an athletics check to keep it restrained, please.
Okay, so you're gonna grapple it.
Yeah, I'm gonna grapple it.
All right, so he'll do a strength check because it's large. You can grapple
one size bigger, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's opposed athletics check. I think you can use either dex or athletics. I got an 11.
I got a straight strength check, 15.
Okay, I'm listening. Let's see if I can use some fuckery. Nope. Cool. I don't think I have any bonus actions. Well, while I'm next to it, I'm just going to use a bonus action to bonk it with my shield. So hopefully do upwards of like 1 damage. Unarmed strike, does a 15 hit its AC, Michael?
It does.
All right. That's 4 damage if we're counting the unarmed strike bit, since I'm just punching him, basically, bashing with my shield.
Mm-hmm.
You little rascal. You. And then I... Oh, that's my bonus action. Okay, yeah, I'm good. And I just get all up in its face.
It turns at you, and you smell this sour smell in the air, and there's green slobber coming from its mouth, and it rears back and then just goes and a huge fountain of some greenish liquid goes right at Chuck.
That's me.
And you're gonna have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh great, that's an 11.
You get hit with this acid.
Oh, wow.
You take 10 acid damage.
Ouch. Not as spry as I used to be, but it burns though.
And then we're gonna go to Screech.
Oh my god. How close am I to this insectoid?
You can be as far away as you want to be.
Why do you assume I want to be far away?
Or close as you want to be.
Yeah, there we go. How many legs does it have?
Like so many.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna...
Not as many as Decacog. It's probably got 6 or 8. It's probably 8.
I'm gonna pick up a sword that I'm gonna look very uncomfortable with it. Like this guy, if you were to see me, you'd be like, this guy doesn't know how to use that. And I'm gonna kind of like be like, oh, I'll help, and I kind of like stumble, like trip and like fall towards him with the sword.
Chuck says, "Screech, get back! I don't want a noble's death on my hands. You're worthless."
That's actually 17 to hit.
Hits.
Okay, I'm like, oh, and I take a slash. Does it like chop off a leg, Michael? I mean, he's got so many.
Sure.
And then I catch the leg that falls, and just for flavor, Michael, as if I'm using my sword, I like hit him with the leg.
All right.
And it's 25 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, I'll do the damage now. So it's 15 total damage, and I'm just like, oh, and I fall.
It does not like this at all on account of you taking off one of its legs.
But like with my bonus action, I disengage, and as I fall, I just kind of like transition into like a roll, and just kind of like an accidental roll, and I roll a little bit away.
Okay.
And you did your sneak attack damage, right?
I don't think it was a sneak attack because I stood up and yelled at the end of it, at the end of my last attack.
All you have to have...
You took swashbuckler.
You're a swashbuckler now.
Plus, Chuck is 5 feet away from it.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So, add another 4 damage.
Swashbuckler means you, if your friends are within 5, like normal rogues, you have to have a friend within 5 feet. Swashbuckler means, or no one close to you. So you basically always can sneak attack now.
Cool.
I assume there's times you can't, but...
Until somebody calls me on it.
Swashbuckler does not work for ranged attacks. And now I need to go back to Happy Hell Hour and see if Tico missed a few attacks now. Fuck.
You should obsess over it.
I should. I'm going to DM Justin right now.
You need to DM him about DMing him. Rourke.
Yes.
Your turn.
I want to try to stab this stupid bug in the ankles. I hate bugs. I'm going to put a pin in it. Oh, shit. I rolled a 2. That's a 6.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No. But as my bonus action, can I give bardic inspiration to my papa?
That's me.
Sure.
Hey, Dad, you're doing great. I think we're really going to kick this thing's
I'm
ass.
I'm not doing great. It hurts. Ow, 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 ow. Ooh.
No. You got this.
I'm
you
gonna
totally
run away.
Got this.
I'm going to run away.
Chuck is currently sizzling.
Well, now you got that D6, so.
Yeah.
But it's Chuck's turn.
Yeah.
This monster isn't looking great either, though.
Is not looking great? Cool. Yeah, then I think I'll just bonk him. I'll like push him back with my mace, and then or with my shield, and then I'm gonna swing at his stupid crunchy skull. Ooh, that's a great roll. 24.
That hits.
All right, where's Daddy's best D6? This is not it. Ooh, that's a decent roll. That's 7 damage as I come down and crunch on his head.
Describe what it looks like when you kill this thing.
So it like sprays acid on me and I get enough of it on my shield, but it's burning my arm up, and I kind of fling the acid off with my shield, but into his face. So backhand his head up, and then I come around and crush its little bug neck right there with my Warhammer mace. I don't know the differences. Actually, I do know the differences. There isn't one. We Googled it once. It's a region thing. Or it's not. Not important. In a very satisfying, like you're bashing a bit of pottery or something like that. Or an old CRT monitor. And it kind of crumples down on top of me and I push it off with my mace. And then I hit it again, or like 2 more times. Fucker. Ow.
And it's dead.
Damn. See, I told you you could do it.
Thank you. I didn't even roll my D4.
Oh, God, that was so scary.
You did okay there. It was embarrassing looking, but nice job.
I don't ever want to do that again.
Well, we might need you, because this week has gotten wacky.
It was really nice that you didn't run away this time, though.
I gotta be honest, I wanted to.
It looked like you did at first, and then you came out of nowhere.
Would you believe I was actually trying? It was
wow.
Very bad at it.
But your conscience just couldn't let you leave us. That's really kind.
No, my conscience was clean. I'm rich. It didn't bother me.
Okay.
I hate to be rude. I have to go over there. I think I got some acid in my nether region, so I need to take care of it real quick. I'll just be back 1 second. And then Chuck walks behind a tree and you hear, there! And a flash of light. And he comes back out. And like just he like wrapped up some of his parts as a lie, I guess. Or as a misdirection. Because I'm casting Cure Wounds. I shall cure wounds myself.
Nice.
I just cured myself.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, that sucked. The reflection of the 3 made it look like an 8. So I just gave myself 7 hit points back.
Ooh, nice.
Well, gang. I think it is time to end this episode.
What are these freaking 8-legged freaks?
Only one.
They only have one leg? This
Yeah.
Praying mantis? It only has one?
Yeah, it's like a pogo mantis.
I thought you just said, okay.
It looked like it was many legs, but it's one long leg, like a snake. Anyways, you can win dice.
That gave me really weird deja vu. Probably because we've done the exact same bit before. Or I just had deja vu.
Oh, wow. The Matrix, am I right? Michael, thank you for DMing us and rolling with the last-minute changes and things of that nature. I love you. And I think that's a lesson to all those listening, right? How to roll with the punches. Because we're adults now. You know, when we started this show, we weren't because... Wait. Mm-hmm.
No, we were children.
We were babies.
Little babies.
Well, I was 25. Jennifer was not. She was 24. So I didn't respect Jennifer when we started Cast of Thrones. But I was 25. And this show too. So yeah, basically... you know, that's what happens when you play D&D, and isn't that interesting? So we all learned something here today, and sure, it's our second campaign, so we know all the rules now, but I still think there's a lot to take away. We all agree.
We all agree.
But you can take away some beautiful diehard dice if you come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Holy Romulus! Congratulations to Holy Romulus for winning the dice. You get to put those in your mouth and your hands. If you go to dieharddice.com, if you didn't win, you can go... Well, Holy Romulus, you have to go to dieharddice.com. The code is worthless without going to dieharddice.com. But you should use hashtag greetings. Why is my brain bad?
Dragons.
Really?
Dragons.
With an exclamation point.
I think what happens is I talk myself out of it. It's like, do we have dragons? Us? Every single week
dragons.
Is what I do. It's the exact same brain mix up and every single time. I get it right every other month. Dragons with an exclamation mark and you get 15% off your total order. And we get a little kissy off that. Tell them we sent you, even if you use it. Say something nice, especially if you're a repeat diehard dice customer.
If you're a diehard customer.
We love getting tagged when you get those. Very important, actually. If you get them, please tag us, even if you don't win, because we like to see them. It makes us happy. You know, we're little sluts for dice and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It's so true.
The dice sluts. You bet.
And I'm nosy. I want to see what you got, and I want to see what your little dice setup looks like, and I want to see what it looks like whenever you take a picture.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking all around. It's like, oh, is that a foot? Is that a bag? Is that a dog? Yeah. Is that dog hair? Is that like one of those bouncy things for children?
Not judging, ever.
Not
just
judging.
Just always looking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, golly, thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, we're at Geekly Inc., we're at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd, and I am currently, as of this taping, because we're using tape,
mm-hmm.
Today is April 12th, 2022. When this releases, I will still have a Kickstarter going for my Thrifty Crafts. If you want to get in on that, you can make you a weird thing for a mere $50, and I'll do it on stream, and it'll be a physical object that I'll send to your house. So,
well,
that seems
so wild.
That seems cool, right?
It's so cool.
Yeah. So check that. Just, you know, search Thrifty Crafts or hit up my Twitter. It'll be the pinned post, which I'm going to go do now.
Yeah, how's your SEO on Thrifty Space Crafts? Is that just like...
You know, probably not great, but probably terrible. Probably won't come up.
750 recycled Thrifty Craft ideas in 2022.
So if you want to check that out, please do. Or go to my Patreon, Thrifty Crafts. Patreon.com/ThriftyCraft.
Yeah, definitely do that, because that SEO... Oh, there you are. Oh, cute. You can follow me on Twitter, at Tim Lanning. I stream on twitch.tv/geeklyinc just all the time. On Monday this week, I streamed Dead Cells for like 6 hours. Oh, man, was it fun. We won. we killed the man. One of the fun things that I like to do is every Monday night play Monsters of the Week at twitch.tv, obviously, at 8:45 p.m. EST. That's really fun. Fred Greenleaf and V from Cthulhu and Friends are there, as well as Matthew M. Morris, who's been on a million of our shows. It's great. Check it out. And then every single Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, we're playing a Rime of the Frostmaiden inspired D&D game, which is great. Turn it on while you're at work, do time crimes, and you don't need to be caught up. You don't need to know what the fuck Rime of the Frostmaiden is. It's a good time.
You can find Jennifer on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And you can also find her on Sunday with Dear Internet with all of y'all. Ask Dear Internet.
We don't stream that. Someone did ask me why, and I'm like, well, because you don't give us $3,000.
But if they did go to the Patreon and gave, you would stream, so.
Yep.
We will.
You could listen on Sundays. We release on Thursdays, but you can do that.
You should, if you listen on Sundays, you'll be listening when they're recording it, so it's kind of like you're doing the same thing.
It would be your new church, mm-hmm. and it would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give to Filth Mother.
Because we have fun.
And you can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And then if you follow any of those and then you click on the links in the bio, they'll take you through a fun little scavenger hunt to other links where I do things, and that's fun.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me at Game Crimes Pod. You can also find me at Review Hole.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Until next week. Keep it dicey.
You first, you little shit.
Not if I dice you first.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.